Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Steve Kerr, and you're listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Steve. Good stuff yesterday with Willard and Dibs. Check that out on the free Odyssey app, wherever you go to listen to 95.7 The Game. Don't forget, you catch every single Warriors game live on the app, along with all the music and news in the Bay Area that the Bay Area needs, I should say. Catch amazing interviews you missed, too, like when Kerr joined Willard and Dibs yesterday. We're rolling out Clay Thompson. We'll get back to Steve Kerr, because he said some things about the payroll and what they could do moving forward here with the payroll. And I think we got to have a come-to-Jesus moment. This payroll has to get reduced. It has to get slashed in half. And maybe that means not bringing Clay Thompson back. Maybe that's just a harsh reality.
I'm really surprised by you even suggesting that, just in general. Well, I think
I'm a realist. Like, when I defend Clay, and I know people like to call me a Clay apologist, but
I didn't.
The facts are the facts. But the facts are the facts. The guy had a solid season.
Yeah.
You know, how many other guys are giving you 18, 19 a game? When do we scoff at that? When do we start scoffing at 41% shooting from the three-point line? But when you look at the cap, you look at the way that you finished the season, they were in 10th place. When it came to all the big boys, think about Minnesota. You went 0-3 against Minnesota. Mm. You went 1-3 against OKC. You went 0-4 against Denver. You went 1-3 against the Clippers. You went 1-3 against the Dallas Mavericks. All right? The Pelicans, you went 1-2 against the Pelicans. You tied the season series at the Sacramento Kings. You're 3-1 against the Lakers, but two of the games you really didn't have Anthony Davis. Or no, one of the games you didn't have LeBron. One of the games you didn't have Anthony Davis. They were not good against the big boys in the Western Conference this year. They didn't win those games. So you're in 10th place. You're getting older. This past season, you're already at an athletic disadvantage. Hell, the Pistons came in and chased it and looked more athletic than you. And they won, 15, 16, 17 games? So there comes a point where you just need a little bit of change. You need a little bit of tinkering. And I don't know if this is the best situation for Clay. I don't know if Clay is the best situation for the Warriors. But at some point, if you do re-sign Clay Thompson, we all have to live with that. Hey, we're going to let the core ride it out. We're going to be loyal to him. But there may be some dark days around the core because of the assets you can't bring around the core due to the payroll.
I'm going to go, forget the money, because I know there's a huge financial component. I'm just going to go to the coach. And I get it. As long as the big three are on the team, he will always defer when in doubt to the big three.
Yep.
And so to me, for the team to change its heartbeat and to change its pecking order and its hierarchy, I think they need wholesale changes. I think Draymond and Clay, like Clay, I would allow him to walk this year. There's a financial component to it. Like if I could, I'd, you know, do a sign and trade or whatever to get something back. But it doesn't help you much because then it just screws your finances and you're not allowed draft capital. I would move off both of those guys so that this entire heartbeat of the team is able to change. Because as long as those guys are on the bench, as long as those guys are available, the coach is always going to pivot back to them.
And that's a tough burden.
It's not even his fault.
And think about this. If you brought Clay back and say you started Moses Moody, Moses Moody naturally is going to be looking over his shoulder every single possession thinking, boy, am I playing well enough to get 30 minutes? Boy, I may ball out this game, but what if I struggle the next game? Will he go back to Clay? It's just all the elephants in the room because you have championship players. And I can't blame Steve for that. I can't. You've won monster games with the core. We could go down a 10-year timeline of all the big games they won with that core. I would be loyal to a fault, too.
Ask Steve Young what it was like having Joe Montana on the sidelines.
Man.
And this is a different situation, but you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's very difficult.
Yep.
It's very, very, very difficult. You're looking over your shoulder every single time. I think all these things can be true. Like, you can have tremendous love for the legend that is Klay Thompson, but also understand timing sure feels right. I thought the timing was right last year for them to move off Draymond.
Yeah.
They brought him back.
Maybe you should have maybe started a season ago.
But that's, I think, if we're being real, I think everyone would feel like, I think we regret that decision regarding Draymond Green last year.
Yeah. Let's go to, we're getting to that. We're going to get into all that. We got some calls here. Let's go to our main man, Tim in North Carolina. Always love when Tim calls in, man. He knows his Warriors inside and out. What's up, Tim?
What's up, guys? Yeah, what y'all were just saying, I don't want to go back to it, but we blew it, and we all agree, we blew it 2 years ago when we leaned in to Ty Jerome and Anthony Lamb. We all know that was a wasted year for Moody and Kuminga, and we can't go back and change it, but y'all are absolutely right. And I believe these guys can kind of go out together on their own, but they have to be big believers in empowering the youth and leaning into the youth themselves. I think it can possibly work if they are the believers and understand that these are the guys that are going to extend their careers. And I think, and I'm talking about Clay specifically. I mean, guys, did y'all hear the comment? I don't know if y'all heard the one about when I think it was Kendra said to him how the team paid him when he got hurt. I mean, bro, it wasn't no gratefulness. He was almost like, yeah, they better have paid me. What would have happened if they didn't? Y'all ain't hear how he responded to that? Like, this dude has always seemed like he just mad. He always seemed like he mad about stuff. But I just think, guys, we have to lean into the youth. Think about what we just witnessed, right? This guy just called you talking about Miles Bridges. Everybody else, players, is always better than what the hell we got, right? Keegan Murray just did what he did to us the other day after a terrible playoff series last year, after being believed in, empowered, allowed to play through mistakes, and he came back a different player and balled out. Like, think about that game, guys. We would have lost by 40 if it wasn't for Kuminga and Moody. It wasn't for Kuminga and Moody, and there wasn't no plays ran for them. It wasn't no actions ran for them. Mm-hmm. That was done on sheer talent and will. Imagine what we can get if this man believed in them. I mean, imagine if the leap that Jonathan can make next year, Moody can make. Guys, y'all sitting there talking about pods and the crazy confidence. You know why? Because Kerr has instilled it in him. He got his head thinking that way. Mental confidence goes a long way. Yeah. And Kuminga and Moody, these guys have been self-made. They done had to come up and do it all on their own. Their coach hasn't instilled confidence in them. If anything, they've been chopped off at the knees. Like, I mean, they didn't get those shots against with Lamb and Jerome. That was the wasted year. Can we please not make the mistake again? Everybody else's talent doesn't have to be better than ours. Let's just believe in what we got and empower the young fellas. Guys, mental confidence goes a long way. I've been telling y'all from the beginning, if this young man is empowered and then given the confidence, Kuminga can do some damn good things next year along with Trace Jackson. And we need a couple of more players that can be two-way players. If Sacramento can find a Keon Ellis or whatever his name was, two-way guy with athleticism and quickness that can play defense on both sides, guys, they are out there. We can do this. I mean, but, yes, would they possibly be some dark days? I don't think they'll be as dark as we think, guys. I really don't. But I just wanted to say that, Clay on that comment about, if they wouldn't have paid me, can you imagine how bad it was? Just listen to this dude, man.
All right, we're going to grab it. We'll grab it. Yeah, we got to grab it because I listened to Clay. I don't remember that, but we'll get that as well. Let's go to Samita. Samita, what's happening? Samita down in Los Gatos. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I guess everybody's in a bit of a mourning stage after that shameful playoff performance. I just didn't know what to do with myself during that game. But I wanted to talk specifically about the Klay Thompson situation. And this kind of goes back to something that I think I've been thinking about for a while. And I think part of the problem is, and I don't know if the front office thinks this way, but I know the fan base, we tend to reward loyalty a lot. And I absolutely appreciate everything that the core has done for this team and for this franchise, for the Bay Area. But, at some point you got to ask yourself, when do we stop playing people based on what they did for us? And when do we start playing people for what they can do for us? There's a difference. And I don't think there's any doubt that regardless of the fact that Clay's going to be a future Hall of Famer, maybe his best days are behind him because, Clay and I had the same number of points in that playoff game.
Mm.
I just didn't get paid $46 million for that.
Oh, man.
Zero out of 10, not a single shot in a play-in game where you're fighting for your life. I mean, everybody's entitled to an off night, but you're not entitled to an off night.
Samita, let me ask you this, because that is harsh. The 0 for 10, the 0 for 6, it hurt me watching. It really did. It was painful. And that can't be the last image of him in a Warrior uniform, but it just may be. That's sports. Does that wash away the season that he had, in your opinion? The one bad playoff game, does it wash it away seeing him struggle like that against the Kings? And heck, even against the Pelicans Friday night, he struggled after missing a game against Portland. Does that wash away the season that he had, Samita?
No, I don't think it does. I mean, the season is more than just the playing, but at the end of the day, it's the results that matter. You could have a great season. I mean, now we're in James Harden territory. You get great numbers. You have a great season. It comes to the playoffs. You can't get it over the hump, right?
Yep.
So I think people respect that kind of performance. That's what makes the greats great. They turn it up a notch, and I just don't think Clay was able to do that this year. I don't think he's been able to do it for a while when we need him the most. So without, anything negative about his season, I think he did a great job. I think he did a great job adjusting to coming off the bench. He had a good season, but it wasn't good enough for what it is that is the team is going to have to pay him. And I think it's time to look at potential and not what have you done before. It's like, what have you done for me lately?
I agree. That's a great call, Samita. It's a great call. And that's the enigma we're in with Klay Thompson. And after listening to Klay Thompson yesterday, and I've been kind of hinting at this all season long, Shasky, but this situation may not be best for him. Now, we're going to look at it from the Warriors' point of view because we root for the Warriors and not for the player on the back of the jersey. We root for the name on the front of the jersey. All Golden State Warriors are going to be here. We were here before Steph. We're going to be here after Steph. That's just, it is what it is. Now, some of you may be front runners. You may be Steph stands, whatever. That's all fine and dandy. That's whatever floats your boat, right? But watching Clay yesterday and just thinking about the team and where they're at with the cap and what needs to happen, you got to, at some point, I know they tried the two timeline thing. That's why it's so frustrating. Last year, we were on this. When they lost that five, when they went 0 for 0 on that road trip, and it felt like it was the veterans on one team and the youngsters on one team. It really felt like there were two teams. The veterans didn't really embrace the youngsters. Well, maybe that was just Steve Kerr not playing them together. I don't know, but that was all murky. But at some point, you need to make change, and you have to start thinking about the future. You have to stop thinking about paying the luxury tax and paying $400 million for a team that just finished in 10th place. So with all that said, It may be best for Klay to move on. It may be best for the Warriors to move on and not pay Klay the money that he may get from another team. It's just, it's a lot.
Well, so like she was talking about the results, and you were like, hey, well, does the couple games wash away a really great season? And
good season. I wouldn't say great.
Yeah, because I would say it was an up and down season. He finished really strong, but it was up and down. And I don't think last year was great at all. He's the 52nd best scorer points per game in the league right now. And that's what he's bringing to the table. He's bringing a lot of points. The defense has clearly slipped from what it used to be. Yep. He does provide spacing, so it's beyond the numbers. I think his passing got a lot better this year, right? But there's an emotional component, and then there's the hierarchy and the pecking order, and there's a lot that goes into it that you didn't have to account for when you were dealing with Klay Thompson prior. So let's get back to the results for just a second. And fair or not, this is the reality. You missed the playoffs in 2019-2020. You missed the playoffs in 2020-21. You won the championship, all right? You made the first round, and you went to the second round last year. And you missed the playoffs this year. So three of the last 5 years, you haven't even been in the playoffs.
Yep.
And we're supposed to...
The first year of 2020, we know it is what it is. You didn't have Klay.
I'm going
to
results.
But you didn't have Klay. The pandemic season, you won 15 games. Steph gets hurt in game number four. Season was a wash. It happens. But you're right. The result is they didn't make the playoffs. But we know... There's context to why they didn't make the playoffs.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is that you've carried a heavy tax bill each of those years. And three of those five, you haven't been able to print any playoff money to offset those losses. I go back to penciling. Does it pencil? I'm looking at it right now, and clearly it doesn't. Just overall, it's not just a Klay thing.
I want to make sure that we're clear here. It's not just Klay. Picking on Klay.
I meant
Klay, when it comes to issues on his team, I got 77 games out of Klay. And when he agreed to come off the bench, well, he didn't really agree, so it's like, all right, fine. And he came off the bench in that first game right before the All-Star break. And in the 20-plus games since the All-Star break, Klay Thompson was not a worry. He was not a worry. He embraced his role. He put up some great nights. He shot at a very good clip. So, you know, that it is what it is. We're not here bashing Klay Thompson. I'm not going to do that off of one game. You know, at the end of the year, he does average 18 in 29 minutes a game. And he's not even supposed to be your second option. Should have been Wiggins. It could have been Kuminga.
But see, I want to stop there. In his mind, he is.
That's unfair. That's unfair. Klay understood, I need to get my teammates involved. I understand what my role is. Now, Klay was chasing the old Klay. He was chasing the old Klay. But I think it's unfair to say he doesn't have the wherewithal to know that, hey, you're not the second option. He actually spoke about Andrew Wiggins. Remember when everybody was crushing Wiggins and it was Klay Thompson at the podium saying, nah, Wiggins is very important. He's taking the assignment. He's our best two-way player. You know, he's our second option. We need Wiggins. He's important. He defends at a high level on the island. He's taking a role that I used to have. And hopefully Kuminga gets that role. It was Klay Thompson when everybody was crushing Wiggins who spoke out about Andrew Wiggins and gave him love. So I think it's unfair to go into Klay's head and say, well, he still believes he's an effective NBA player
That's a different conversation. I'm going off of what I watched this year as a totality. And he got better at it. But when I watch him, there are times where it's like, he feels like, got the ball, got to shoot. I got to get a shot up here. And there are certain lineups where it works. And then there's other times where it's like, come on, man. You missed like five in a row. Like, make the extra pass. Set your feet.
Curry misses five in a row. We don't have a problem with that, right? Right?
But that's the problem. They're not on the same level.
But Klay's a great shooter. He's one of the top three shooters in league history.
I'm just what you could get away with years past. I think that I underrated just the last couple of years how much of the psychology and the emotions went into. There's baggage of stuff
He ended up being the second option because nobody else would shoot. Andrew Wiggins was not aggressive for most of the season. Well, I've already talked to you about Draymond Green being at the top of the key, not shooting, and waiting off of Steph's screen, waiting for Steph to come off screens. Somebody's got to shoot the damn ball. When you got all these non-shooting lineups.
I'll buy that.
Right? That's what it is.
But it's sounding like I'm bashing them, and I'm not trying to, but there's a lot that goes into the Klay experience right now. It's not like it was. It's not low maintenance. Would you meet me there?
low mate?
The team had a meeting a year ago with him, well, and then the coach was, had like four or five meetings with him.
Well, I thought it was unfair because they got beat in the Phoenix game, and they said, Clay, you were shooting too much. When the biggest rift was, we need to get Jordan Poole and Draymond Green in a room together to have dinner and mesh up. That was the top of the list. That was like, that maybe Clay see that was like, wait a minute, I'm the issue here? Everything is going on with this team right now, and I'm the issue playing basketball? We got bigger issues here. Here's the question that Kendra asked. She asked Klay Thompson on if he feels the organization made the big three feel appreciated.
Klay, last night Draymond was saying that he doesn't see any scenario in which the ownership group of this team doesn't at least put forth the effort to take care of the guys that have taken care of this organization so much over the last 10 years. Do you feel that kind of effort and love specifically in this scenario, but then also over, I mean, I guess since your entire career here, but since 2019, going through the injuries, the extension after that, just that they've put in that effort to make you guys and you feel appreciated?
Oh man. Well, 2019. Well, could you imagine if they didn't pay me after I got hurt? That would have been really bad. Like, oh, went to five straight finals. You blew your knee out. Yeah. Sorry. So no, I mean, that was very nice of them. I try. I mean, every year I give my best effort, and the ownership group has been great. I have nothing but positive things to say about them. They treat us with great respect and do all the little things for us to do our jobs at the highest level. So it's been, I don't really know how to answer that. I mean, it's up to them, but at the end of the day, whatever happens, it's all gravy. It's been such a freaking special run.
I don't think there's anything bad with that.
I didn't think so either.
He just said the way he said it was like, boy, if they didn't pay me, that would have been bad. I would have been stuck with a torn ACL and no basketball team. Boy, I would have been in complete darkness. That's how I interpreted it. There was nothing wrong with that.
Well, when I heard it, I was like, the NBA and the NFL are so different. Because in the NFL, if you tear your knee, you do.
Yeah.
They will cut you.
Yeah, they will cut you. Like, you're not playing anywhere. Yeah. You're not getting
the running back position immediately. Right. We're like, see ya.
You're not getting $100+ million.
Who I think of immediately. Like, gotta go, dude. Like, wow.
There was nothing wrong there. There was nothing wrong. Yeah. We're nitpicking it. The tone was great. Klay was fine. And again, he was uncomfortable because he understood. Think about Klay Thompson and what he had to go through yesterday. Since we want to go inside his head and be psychologists here, what if he's walking into Chase Center yesterday, he parks his car, he comes in on his boat, and he uses his key card, and he's in that facility. And he's probably thinking, this could be the last time I'm ever at Chase Center as a member to go to St. Warriors. That may have been running through his head. It's like, damn, look at my locker. I've had this locker for 12 years. You know what I'm saying? He gets up some shots in the practice facility thinking, and he's looking at all the photos in that practice facility. It's him and Kevin Durant popping champagne. It's him and Draymond Green at the parade. It's him and Steph smiling ear to ear, hoisting up the Larry O'Brien. And you're seeing all that, and you're thinking, damn, this may be it for me. Could happen. What if we walked in this building before? We don't know if it's our last. And we walked into meetings before. We're like, what's going on here? So if we're going to use the human element on these NBA players all the time, and we're going to get into his head, what if he walked into Chase Center thinking, it's maybe the last day I ever be here? Like, that's a thing.
It's a fair counterpoint, but he also controls.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.